Good morning, the anxiety expert, Chrissy speaking.
Oh, yes. Hello. Are you over at Redcliffe, are you?
Yes, we are.
Yes. I've just got a question. I've got some sick little guineas. I put Revolution on them because they've got mange. And I put some Revolution on them, but it doesn't seem to be getting rid of it. They're still scratching, and that was on Sunday. Is there something that they can take orally that could maybe, because I know mange they bury into the skin, I've been reading about it.
Yes.
Is there something that I can give them orally to try and...
We don't recommend anything oral for guinea pigs because they've got such sensitive stomachs.
They do, don't they?
Yeah,
yes.
They really upset their stomach if they take anything like that orally.
So the Revolution just takes a little bit?
It can, yes. Usually, when we prescribe it, the selamectin, it's sort of, we prescribe it by the weight of the guinea pig. So it's a specific amount that they need to have by their weight. And usually it's sort of a dose once a week, every two weeks for like three doses.
Okay.
So it can take quite a while to sort of take.
So I've given them... I gave them, because the vet near me that my dog goes to, they said to put the Revolution on there.
Yeah.
And I had two vials and there's four guinea pigs and we split it in half because it worked out that way.
Yeah.
So do we have to give that again next week, do we?
Well, the problem is that you can overdose them if you're not
Yeah, which I don't want to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to do. And I don't want to wash them because... The Revolution's on them, isn't it? So we don't want to wash it off.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to wash them, no, when they're having it. That's why we don't prescribe it without a health check because we need to sort of check over the guinea pigs. Nothing else going on. And then we prescribe that medication specifically to the guinea pig's weight, so it's the exact amount that they should be getting so that they're not overdosed or underdosed.
Yep.
It can cause issues if they're overdosed on it.
Okay.
Sensitive. So if you've given them too much, it can sort of cause issues.
We made sure that it was okay for them for their weight, but it just they're still scratching, which I'm not happy with.
It does take a while with mange. It can take a little while to get rid of. So usually we have to sort of do a few doses and they're usually 2 weeks apart.
Yeah, so I thought that, well, I was going to do it in 2 weeks anyway, just to double check, do you know what I mean? But I don't want them to scratch themselves to death either.
That's why we usually do a health check and make sure because
I'm actually, I've got a sick husband at the moment and two children. So I know this sounds really bad, but I've been working so much and I come home in between my split shifts, it's the only time I've had. I've been trying to fix them.
When did you give the Revolution?
Sunday.
Okay, cool. So you can bath them in between the doses. You've just got to give it a few days. So if you were able to get some Allevine shampoo and conditioner from like your local pet shop.
I've already got it. Yep,
cool.
We use that, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so if you use that and then the conditioner, wash them with the shampoo knife and rinse it out really well. And then the conditioner, you can wash them without, rinse it out, but you can also sort of just leave it, let it soak into the skin a bit longer
leave
it on them. It's not going to cause any issues and it will just help sort of soothe the skin so that it's not so irritated.
Yes.
But we
I'll tell you what happened. We usually have them. We had them, there was four of them, in a really big upstairs cage, right?
Yeah.
And then we got one more. So we put them in a downstairs cage and then at night put them up, right?
Yeah.
It was us putting them down on the grass. And I did not know that. Like, I did not know that once they've been inside, you know what I mean, like they can get this. And I'm like, why have they got this? So it's from the grass.
Because
we got cats and things in our area.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, like, my guinea pigs go out on the grass and they don't get mange from it. So it all depends, I guess, like...
We have fruit bats around as well.
Yeah, like, they can be really sensitive. sensitive to it. Like sometimes there can be sort of underlying issues going on. Like health issues. But I think if you've done that one dose, if you gave them a bath like sort of today, and with the Elevine shampoo and conditioner just to help soothe their skin, and then try the second dose 2 weeks after your first dose.
Yep.
And if it's still not that gone, then another dose 2 weeks after that. So we usually do three doses 2 weeks apart.
Yep.
And if you've got your doses, specific
perfect
weight.
Yeah. Well, the vet that I got the Revolution from helped me with that.
Okay,
so he was really good. Like I trust him, but I didn't I didn't realize we had to take the guinea pigs in, so that was my fault. And I'm just
That's okay.
Otherwise, our guineas have never had an issue. Like, they've always been healthy, happy, and it has to be from us changing their environment. It has to be.
Possibly.
Anyway, that's live and learn. Not happy, but... okay. All right. Well, leave it with me.
Yeah, you can definitely do the bathing in between, like a couple of days before and after your dosing. That's okay. But
fantastic.
Make sure it's a couple of days.
Awesome.
And you
that's
can do
wonderful.
It like a couple times a week if you need to. So
thank you so much, darling. That's okay. Handy. I'll go home and make sure I've got enough of it.
No worries. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye.